Nick Ryan's stable has been absolutely airborne in recent weeks. The last two that he's taken to town have both won. He's looking for a hat trick on Saturday, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Michael.
Gee, it's been remarkable since you've moved to Flemington. The horses just haven't stopped winning.
Yeah, it's been couldn't have hoped for a better start to Flemington. It's been fantastic. No one's missed a beat. The horses, the staff, and the VRC have been fantastic, and I couldn't ask for a better start.
Gee, you got an interesting runner first up in the Ori Star on Saturday. Regards, Marie. He's only lightly raced, and since he joined your stable, that first campaign was unbelievable, where he dominated a horse like Mystery Shot. He beat Buffalo River as well. How is he spelled? Is he ready to win an Ori Star first up?
Yeah, well, as you said, Michael, he's lightly raced. He's just turned five. He's had 16 starts and won six of them. Probably should have won seven. So he's an exciting, progressive horse, and he's spelled fantastic. He had a really good 8-9 week spell, and he's come back bigger, stronger. He's really furnished, and we're really excited about him this spring. He's had two jump outs going into Saturday. His first jump out was very, very quiet, and the second one, we just give him a bit of a pipe opener, and he really trialled good. He let down. His action was fantastic. He's certainly done more than enough work to really run well and sprint well fresh on Saturday.
It's interesting when you have a look at his career. He's never actually run over 1,200 metres before.
No, he hasn't. And look, we learn a lot about the horse when we sort of only got hold of him 3 or 4 weeks before his first up one run last prep. So this prep, he's sort of started from the start with us, and as I said, we learned a lot about him last prep. Last prep, he went to Bendigo first up in a benchmark 70-1400 with no blinkers and floated around and won just because he was too good for him. So he got the blinkers on Saturday. He's fresh. His work's been short and sharp, and we're hoping he can sprint well up a straight on his home track.
Does he give you the impression from his work, and I know you ride a lot of them work. Are you back riding after you had the hernia operation?
Yeah, I certainly am back to 100%, so really happy about that. I galloped Regards Marie Tuesday morning, so I was really happy with him. And, you know, I think if you look at some of the sectionals he was running last time over 1,400, I think he was reeling off a few 10.8s, 10.5s. So mathematically, if he's close enough and within striking distance, you know, he can sprint very well. But All going well. His main goal in his grand final will be third up in the Rupert Clark at Caulfield.
What do you think of the first up run, 1,200 metres and gate one? Will that be a hindrance, or could it be okay because he'll probably get back?
Look, I think it's certainly a hindrance, a low draw up the straight. I was hoping to draw middle and out and sort of be coming out, but it is what it is. It's good. I think he's got a couple of good horses around him, as speed horses as the Banco and King of Hastings in 3 and 4, and something else in 2 that'll be up there as well. So, look, I think he'll get a bum to follow, and if he can sort of get a bit of luck and get some clear air when he needs it, I'm sure he'll be hitting the line.
Well, stable's absolutely flying. My numero uno was impressive last start out at Sandown. When do we see that 3-year-old again?
Yeah, we're just working out a bit of a program for him, but he's having a week in the paddock. He's in the paddock at the moment. We'll bring him back in on Monday, but he may go to a three-year-old Colton Gelding's 1200 at Mooney Valley in 3 or 4 weeks' time, and then progress from there. We'll try and take the weakest pass possible, but he's a very, very nice horse. It's still green and raw, and yeah, I've got a lot of time for him.
All right, $10 each way. Is that the play? Regards, Marie, on Saturday?
Yeah, look, I think at that price now, I think when the barriers come out, he drifted out to 10, so I think it's certainly worth having something on each way for sure.
How's Dice Roll going?
Yeah, he's good. I went and had a look at him Monday. He's had 2.5 weeks in the paddock, and I'll be going to pick him up Monday because he's done super, Michael. Really let down well at took us 45 minutes to catch him, to get the rug off and have a look at him the other day. He's that well. So we'll be looking forward to getting him back in, and look for something at the back end of the spring with him. We might keep him to a shorter trip, 12, 1400, and pick off a few races for him.
Good on you, Nick. Good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, Michael.